Over the next few months, the borough's Public Works Department will be replacing rotten wooden deck planks on the bridge, Assistant Public Works Director Chris Cotta explains.
What we are doing is a partial rehabilitation so that we can keep the bridge safe to use and put it back to its regular load rating. It was recently derated by DOT just because of the deteriorated condition of some of the portions.
The state's Department of Transportation lowered the maximum weight limit for vehicles driving over the wooden structure this winter. Surveys done by the DOT and an engineering firm contracted by the borough found problems with both the decking and some of its support. Cotta says the local government typically replaces the decking and railings every decade.
But with this project, we're going into it a little bit more. We're going to replace some of the stringers, pile caps, and we're actually going to be repairing some piles and replacing some of the pile bracing. So it's more involved, and it's going to take a little bit longer than it has in the past.
Public Works employees will be doing the rehab work this spring, and it's expected to take 8 weeks. Cotta says this is typically a busy time of year for the department, and it will be a challenge to complete the bridge and other projects.
There's a lot of little projects that folks want to get done. There's there's definitely a group that wants us to do some landscaping over by the Whale Observatory where Pump Station 5 just was redone. So there's going to be a lot of irons in the fire, and I think that's going to be our primary challenge is keeping momentum on that project, making sure we do get it done this season in some kind of timely fashion.
Timing is an issue since the other bridge over Hammer Slough will be seeing some closures later this year. The Lewis Miller Bridge on South Nordic Drive will see rehab work as part of a state project. However, the borough plans to have the wooden Rasmus Enge Bridge work completed before that state-contracted South Nordic project gets underway. The local government has budgeted just over $200,000 for the Enge Bridge work. That money is mostly from local coffers, except for a $63,000 grant from the Denali Commission. Public Works plans to close off the bridge to normal traffic for 8 weeks of the project, although access to the Sons of Norway Hall parking lot may be open for a little while longer. Cotta says Public Works will be accommodating people who use the Sons of Norway and the businesses and apartments on Singley Alley.
We'll probably end up just blocking the bridge off at both ends. We'll allow for local traffic because we're only going to be working on a small portion of it at any given time, but yeah, and we are going to start at the South Harbor end and work north.
Construction is not expected to be finished by the Little Norway Festival, although Cotta says they do plan to shut down work in mid-May to allow access to the Sons of Norway during the festivities. Borough officials say this year's rehab work will extend the life of the bridge just until a replacement can be built. The department is asking for $160,000 in next year's budget for designing a new bridge. And Cotta notes it will be a community discussion what that replacement will look like.
What do the people of Petersburg want for this bridge? Do we want a modern structure that's going to have probably a longer service life but a higher cost and it will change the look of it? Or do we want, something more traditional?
Ultimately, it will likely be an assembly decision what any future replacement bridge will look like, and it will also depend on finding money for building a new one. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.